Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, National Award-winning Investor of the Year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And today, we've got our normal Tell Del Show, even though I'm just coming back from Dallas, spent a weekend up there. And while I was up there, I got to see our guest that was here, is on the show with us today. That's Miss Supriya Sharaman. And Supriya's our 2019 National Apartment Association Real Estate Investor of the Year Award winner. And we're really happy to have her on the show. Supriya, welcome to the show. Hello, is she out there? All right, looks like we might have lost her. I can believe that. I tried talking to her today, and she dropped a couple times on me when I was trying to talk to her. So let's go ahead and just give you a little bit of information about Supriya. Supriya joined back in 2014, and by 2016, she had already got her first deal as a lead. It's the apartment complex that she won all the awards with. She's also been involved in 14 or 15 other apartment complexes where she was a passive. She even signed as a key principal in, I think she said, four or five of those deals. So she's been around the block with a lot of deals, done a lot of units and so forth. But she's most proud of this one that she did here in 2016, I believe it was. She bought the property. And this 2016 deal is the one that led her to end up winning the award in 2019 for the Independent Renter Owner of the Year. She also tried out for the Dallas. She was a runner-up in the Dallas Award for that property, and then she was tried out for the Texas Apartment Association thing, and she finally won the National Apartment Association. So it just shows if you stay in there and you keep trying and keep improving your property, that somewhere along the line it's going to pay off and you're going to be a winner. Now, when you look at what she's done over since really 2000, she joined 2014, but she's accumulated all these properties since 2016. She's accumulated quite a little of properties for herself. What's interesting, and I hope we can get her back here, is her story. She has a very interesting story. She's a very interesting lady, and I think we have something we can share with her story that's going to be good for you and help you. Are we getting any luck with getting her back? I don't have it in front of me because what I was calling was her apartment complex, and they were telling me she wasn't there. She's working remotely, so I don't have it. Let's see. Hold on. Let me see my phone. She called me from the apartment, I think. Let me see. Hold on 1 second. We'll see if we can get her online here, guys. Let's see. She called me from a 214 number here somewhere. Here it is. This is the number I've got. 214-751-8777. Let's see if you can get her. All right. All right, guys, while we wait on that, I'll bring something else up that's near and dear to my heart. A good friend of mine, member of Lifestyles out in Phoenix, Arizona, has done a tremendous, tremendous job. He was our ambassador of the year this year. His name is Peter Nierman. Many, many of you know him personally. And Peter is a quadriplegic, but he's a different kind of quadriplegic. He is the kind of quadriplegic that actually has figured out how to live his life completely, almost completely unassisted, other than what little things his wife does for him. But he has, you know, complete mobility, self-mobility. And to be someone that's had that kind of a problem, I mean, he wasn't born that way. He actually had an accident. He was a bodybuilder before they had an accident and broke his neck. To be able to come back from something like that and be not only self-sufficient, but to be very positive individual, very motivated. He has gone out there and helped thousands of other people. Has acted as a semi-mentor. And I say semi-mentor in that we can't pay him. We can't help him out in any way, shape, or form because he's on disability for life. And he can't accept pay. So here recently, Peter has been driving around for the last multiple years in a van that has a lift, and he has a power wheelchair that is a life support system for him. And he lives in this wheelchair, and it goes up and down and around, spins, power the whole bit. And with it, he can write, read and write and talk and everything else. It's got all of his, you know, necessity needs on it, like oxygen and so forth. Whatever he needs, the chair has. It's a life support system. Well, that life support system has to have a way for him to get around other than just the wheelchair. So he has a van, or he had a van, that has a lift that can put him up into the van. He's taken driver's license, driver's lessons, got a new driver's license. You realize he's quadriplegic, he's paralyzed, right? And he's got a small amount of movement with his forearm, and he can move his arm a little bit, his shoulder and his forearm, and his move a little bit with, he's got a hand stick and so forth. And he learned how to drive. He got recertified as a driver, which has given him a life. It's given him the ability to survive when most people are just trapped. And like I said, the thing about Peter that's more interesting is we had him as a speaker at the expo. He was one of our keynote speakers, and he just blew it away with his strength and positivity. And the way he's willing to help other people just is unbelievable. But Peter's now in a situation where his van overheated and blew up, and it burnt into the ground. And not only did it destroy his van, it destroyed all of the equipment necessary for him to be able to get up into the van with his wheelchair and to drive. And he's out something like $100,000 worth of equipment. His insurance says that the van and the equipment is 10 or 15 years old now, and so they have depreciated it down to where what they're willing to pay him for the loss is very, very little. Now, you have to understand, Peter is a self-sufficient guy. He would never ask for help. But we know, through knowing him, that he has no real source of income other than his rental properties. And for him to take a $100,000 loss and the insurance company not to cover it is going to be devastated on him. So David Fisher, you all know David as one of our speakers out of San Antonio, Austin, and Dallas. And Lynn Murrow, which is Executive Vice President of Lifestyles Unlimited, they got together and they've started a GoFundMe or something like that. I don't even know what they're called. I don't know how to do all that charity stuff. But it's a GoFundMe where we can donate money to his situation. And it will be a tax-free event, and it won't affect him getting his disability, which is the most important thing, because if he takes any income, right, then it will knock him off his disability. So I'm asking you, and I've never used this radio show in 29 years. Now, 29 years, I've never asked for donations to anything. You know, and I mean, there's 1,000 good causes, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying there is never a cause. I've just never had one that hit me so personally that I thought it was something I should pick up the ball and run with. And in this particular case, this gentleman is somebody I think we should pick the ball up and run with. So David was going to send me a link, but I never found the link, so I don't know if I missed it because I've been gone for 3 days and all my emails are stacked up on top of each other. But where I've been told you can find it is if you go to David Fisher's Facebook. So go to Facebook and go on for David Fisher and find his Facebook. There should be a link there where you can go to this GoFundMe website and donate some money. I pray that you'll see your way to understand how much Peter has helped everybody else. Hey, even if it's only those of you who have met Peter, have been inspired by Peter, even if it's not those of you that just understand what I'm saying is true, but if it's just those of you throughout the country, because Peter's been all over the country helping you, somebody get on there and help him. We'll be right back with Supriya Sharma and the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for over 28 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. It's easy to see why Think Realty magazine named us the best in the U.S. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Dell says the things you just can't say to your friends, boss, kids, financial planner, spouse, even the cat. Need him to deliver the message for you? Don't worry. Dell's past show archives are just a mouse click away. So go to DellOnTheRadio.com and turn your speakers up for everyone to hear. Dell delivers his daily Dellisms and liberating unconventional wisdom 24 hours a day at DellOnTheRadio.com.
Did you know that every dollar you invest in real estate makes you money five ways? Cash flow, money in your pocket each month. Equity capture, the thousands of dollars you create when you have the right team and buy the right property using the right map. Appreciation, real estate can increase in value over time. Equity buildup, renters pay down your mortgage each month. And finally, the tax advantage. When done correctly, real estate investors pay no taxes on our cash flow and capital gains. At Lifestyles Unlimited, these are the five ways we make money in real estate, which is why real estate accounts for more millionaires in the world today than any other investment vehicle. You should have some real estate in your portfolio. To learn how to attend a Lifestyles Unlimited free workshop, call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com and register for the next available workshop. That's 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Talk 1370.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Sorry for the misconnection there in the first segment. We lost Supriya, and we think we've got her back now, so we'll go ahead and start the interview. Supriya Sharma, are you on the line?
Yes, Del, I am on. Can you hear me?
All right, great, good. Glad to hear you have you back here. Let's go ahead and pick this interview up, Supriya, with what you were doing before you found Lifestyles. What was your life like?
I was what many of our members do. I was an engineer, a software engineer, IT. That was my profession. I did my bachelor's in engineering from India, and I moved here to the U.S. to get a master's from Texas A&M. And I relocated to Dallas with a job. And that's what I did. I was very successful. I was working all the time. I was in a corporate job, getting raises, but working all the time.
So with all that success, and I understand, you know, coming all the way from India to come here to fulfill your educational background needs and dreams, and then getting a good job and making lots of money in corporate America, what changed in your life that made you decide to look for something else?
So what had been happening was, ever since I joined corporate America, I was getting raises, I was getting a lot of money, working a lot of hours. I enjoyed my job, but there was no guarantee. I was getting laid off, not because of my performance, but just because there would be a downturn in the economy and they would decide to lay us off and I'd lose my job. And with that, my health insurance, and try to find the next job. And then the same thing happened. So there was no guarantee. I was not in control of my own income or my future or destiny or any of that.
How often did something like that happen to you? I'm just curious.
So I started working in 1999, and it happened. And first one was 2004, next one was 2006, and then the next one was 2011. So almost every 5 years or so, every 2 years sometimes, 2004, and the next one, big one, 2006. That's when I had the realization in 2006, when that job loss was compounded with another personal event in my life. Both those occurred together. And that's when I realized that I could not count on income from corporate America, or I had to fend for myself.
Yeah, and you know, that seems like that's quite often. I guess that's that industry, just the way the industry works with all the contract labor and people come and go and so forth. You had another personal loss in your family. You want to share any part of that at all to show how you were compounded with this job conflict, and then all of a sudden you got some personal conflict, really brought it all to a head. You want to share any of that, or is that too personal for you at this time?
Yes, of course. Yes. So what happened was, in 2006, I was thinking of investing in real estate and all that, but just single family. I didn't know anything about multifamily at that time. And what happened was, I was diagnosed with breast cancer in June of 2006. So that happened, and I was trying to deal with that. I was trying to go through the treatments and all that. And I was in my very first treatment for chemo. This, I still recall this very vividly, August 31st of 2006. I was in my first chemo treatment, and I found out that I'd lost my job as well. And with that, my health insurance. So that was such a bad blow. I thought I had my job, so I had health insurance that would help me through my treatment, which was a year-long treatment. And I didn't have any other source of income or any other source of health insurance because I'm single. So that was really bad. That was what happened in 2006, Dale.
Now, that's a devastating story. How did you get through that?
I looked for a job. So within 13 days, not only did I have no health, no job, no health insurance, no income, but I'd also lost my hair within 13 days of first chemo. So I donned a wig and I just did what I had to do because I had to take care of myself. I started looking for a job. I created my resume, and between my chemos were every 3 weeks. So when I was the strongest the last week of after my treatment. So the first 2 weeks, I could pretty much do nothing. So the last week was when I was scheduled and timed my interviews face-to-face and also the telephone interviews. So that's what I did, and I found a job. It was hard, but I needed that health insurance, and I needed, I didn't need income so much. I did have money saved up for 6 months of living, but I did not have money for my treatments. I could not afford $500,000 to $1 million in chemo and radiation and medicines. I couldn't afford any of that. I had money for living, but not for the treatment there.
And what year was that this was all going on? I'm trying to put that into the time.
That was
2006.
That was 2006, correct.
How long did it take you to get through all that, Supriya, to get back on your feet? You went through all your cancer? A year?
2007, all my my treatments ended, and I also found a job. But at August end, I lost my job. But by October, I found a job and I started working. But I worked through my chemos. I was working all the time and going to my treatments. 2007 was when the treatment ended. And by the time I got stronger, my hair grew back and all that, maybe end of 2007, 2008 was when I realized I need to do something for myself.
So you found us, you signed up in 2014. So tell us about, where did your mind go from 2007 to 14? You're back on your feet. You realize that the carpet can be pulled out from under you at any time in life, whether it be for your health, your fitness, or your finances. What did you do for those next 7 years to bring yourself around to showing up at our door?
So the next few years, what I did was I did buy single family because I knew nothing. At that time, I thought only big corporations, big companies owned apartments. In my wildest dreams, I had not thought that a normal person could own an apartment community or be a shareholder in that. So I purchased one single family in 2006, and then I had to save up money after that with all the treatment. I'd lost a lot of my money. And then I purchased another single family in 2010 because by then I had the money to buy, and that was a flip. I did a flip. I didn't like it. I was successful. I made money, but I realized it's just work. You work all the time. It's like a job. That's all you do. So it was successful, but it was not the right model for me. And then another 2-3 years, I started thinking, what do I want to do? I want to do something bigger. Around the same time, a very close friend, a friend of mine, she was talking about how she quit her job and she joined this very successful mentoring and education group. And every time I met her, she'd talk about it. I was very impressed, and I wanted to join that too. I was working a lot of hours at my job. At that time, I was working for Dell, the one with two L's. But I was really interested in this. And I asked her, and finally it was 2014 by the time I came to one of the case studies. She and I had been planning it for a long time, saying we'll go to one of the monthly case studies. And I finally came to one in 2014, Dale. So it took me a long time, but there I was.
Excellent. When we come back, what I'd like to cover, Supriya, is I'd like to cover the epiphany moments in the 2-day. You know, I always like to hear from people, what was it that just turned the light bulb on for you that you knew, because you came out of the blocks, you've rocked it now for the last couple of years since you've joined, and I'd like to know what it was in that 2-day that really lit your light bulb up and got you going. We'll take a short break. Be right back with Supriya Sharaman and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Get total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. Over 25 years ago, Del Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Del has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the 5 ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com.
You have to decide, am I willing to get in right now? Is the world over? Is the good world over? Is it going to crash?
Miss your chance to ask Del a question during the show? You can connect with Del off the air, too. Go to DelOnTheRadio.com, click on the Twitter link, and ask your question. Hashtag AskDel.
I believe that a good teacher has the skill set to be able to bring people through multiple levels of learning that are completely different from one another.
Have a comment for Del instead? Use hashtag TellDel.
We know you're out there, hiding in plain sight, living a life of quiet desperation, wondering if you're going to beat your money to the grave. There's a better way, a better life at Lifestyles Unlimited. It's time to live the life you deserve. You can only do that by creating passive income. Let us show you how. It's just 2 hours. It can't be worse than another meeting about meetings or another mindless night in front of the TV. Go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
LifestylesUnlimitedAustin.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Wamsley Radio Show with me here today, and Tell Dell is Shapriya Sharaman. She is the 2019 National Apartment Association Real Estate Investor of the Year, under 250 units. We're happy to have us with us today, have her with us today. As we went to break, Shapriya, we were talking about the fact in you decided in 2014, because a friend brought you to Lifestyles, to take the 2 day and get started on your Lifestyles investing career. Please share with us what light bulbs went off during the 2 day seminar that sort of gave you an idea of, you know, what you had to do.
Sure. A couple of things was, one, I realized that multifamily is, it's not evaluated the same way as single family. But single family is CMA, comparative market analysis. Anything next to you, next to your single family rental, the other houses around that, that determines the value of your own single family. But with multifamily, we can make a change. Something like an NOI, that was the biggest epiphany I had when David Fisher started talking about that in the 2 day. That was my first 2 day. I realized that what I do can actually make a difference. It doesn't matter what the property next to me is doing. If I can make a difference based on the income and the expenses, operating expenses of the property, I can increase the value, refinance, pull all the money out, and invest in the next property. The exponential rate at which we could increase wealth and continue to do this was just mind-blowing. And also to realize that a normal person like me could do it. Anybody can do it. It's not reserved only for the large corporations and companies.
So when you came out of the 2 day, what was your plan? Did you have a plan right out of the blocks, or were you still kind of looking and feeling around to see where you want to go?
No, absolutely not. I had a plan when I went to Dave Fisher's Thursday case study. I signed up immediately for the 2 day. The 2 day, when I started the first day, I was already like, where do I sign? How can I sign up for the PIG membership? So I was ready even before I started the first hour or two. I knew this is what I wanted to join, and the education and all that. And I knew at that time, that's my personality, Dudel. You might have seen that. I wanted to be a lead. I knew I wanted to be a lead and buy apartment communities and do partnerships with other investors. But at the same time, I knew that I was taking other people's money. So prior to doing that, my plan was I would invest in several as a passive investor, so I could watch successful people do it, do the financials, monthly reports, and how they were running and operating their properties before I jumped into it and took other people's money and did it myself. So my plan was very clear. I knew what I wanted to do.
So you joined in 2014, and you bought your first deal as a lead in 2016. So you got 2 full years of being a passive investor in between. Now, you've got down here that you've done 14 or 15 passive deals. Did you do all those before you became a lead, or did you keep doing passive deals after you became a lead?
I kept doing passive deals after I became a lead. I did 5 in the first within the first 10 months of joining Lifestyle. So prior to becoming a lead and being approved for a lead, I did 5 passive deals. Two or three of them were as a KPL, as a key principal, and I signed on the note. And by September of 2015, I got approved by the mentors to be a lead myself. So I started looking for properties September of 2015, and it took me until December or January of 2015 to find my first property, and that's the one I closed on in April of 2015.
Well, this property turned out to be a winner for you. What was it when you came upon it? Now, I've seen the property because I've been on the road trip to it. It was a wonderful deal. You did a great, super job. But what was it that attracted you to this property when you said, this is going to be my first one, my baby?
What attracted to me was, one, the condition it was in. This was that there was potential right there. And also the location. This property is in the very desirable medical district, uptown area of Dallas. And it was in really, really bad shape. Everything was wrong with it. The roofs were bad. It had cracks everywhere. There was no landscaping to speak of. All the parking lot was down to the aggregate, and everybody was parking on the street. There was potholes. There were window AC units, and it wasn't working. The carpets were really bad. There were pests inside. There were roaches and all kinds of things. It was very bad. So that's what attracted me. I knew there was potential. I knew that if I turned this and repositioned it, this was a deep value play. This would be a winner for me and my investors. So that's what attracted me to this.
So you started out here with, I think this wasn't this like a 50, 52 unit property, something like that, if I remember right?
Yes, Bill, 52 units.
70s construction, and you totally renovated. Mm-hmm. Share with the audience all the stuff you did, because you did quite a bit of renovation to this property. What were your big renovation items?
I pretty much renovated everything from the exterior. Started with the roof. That was the first one. And this is how, whatever lifestyle teaches us, I followed the lifestyle model. The roof needed replacing. I did that. The exterior paint, the railings, the siding. We did new sidings. We also changed the front facade of the property. It had ugly arches. There were three arches in front of the building, as you can imagine. It was a flat. It was very dated. So we boxed it in and made a three-dimensional look with gray. Now it used to be an orange, dull orange building. Now it's gray on the outside, and it had metal mansard shingles. We changed that to hardy board siding, new landscaping, removed all the old landscaping, and with modern stones, gravel, crushed granite in most of the locations, with a picnic table and a barbecue grill. Parking lot is new. It'd be completely new with numbered parking spaces for the residents. The new windows, everything there. I tell my residents the interior was completely new, hardwood floors. The walls, if it needed drywall, sheetrock did that. New granite countertops, new cabinets, new chillers, new air handlers, glass backsplash, new appliances. Pretty much everything is new. So when I tour and I talk to my prospects, I joke with them and say everything on this property is new. There's only one thing old on the property, and that's me. Once I step out of the apartment or the community, then the only old thing is left, and they love it. They love it and they leave.
That's a lot of heavy living. Supriya, that's a lot of heavy living. The stuff that you just named off, you just rolled off your tongue, is not lightweight stuff to replace. I mean, you replaced some expensive stuff. Can you give us any kind of an idea what your rehab budget was on this 52 units? Because now that you've named all that stuff off, that is a lot of rehab.
It was, of course, yes, it was $1.25 million. That was my rehab budget for this.
$1.25, so it's $1,250,000 divided by 52 units. So you spent $24,000 a door?
That my budget was $1.25 million, and ended up spending about $22,000 a door on it. Yeah.
$22,000 a door. That is probably the most expensive rehab I've ever seen. So as it came out the back end now, okay, and we've got just 2 minutes left on this, so we got to get this quick in here on this segment. So you came out the back end, you put in what you bought it for, you put in the rehab, and you came up with what you're all in for. What is it worth now compared to what you were all in for? What kind of a gain have you made in profitability? Can you give me that in 1 minute or less, or do we need to pick that up on the next segment?
I can say it in 1 minute or less. It was valued at $120 a door last year when we refied. So I purchased it for $50,000 a door. put in 20K in rehab. Now it's valued at 120. That's what Fannie Mae says, but my own, based on the NOI, it's much higher than that. It's about 135.
So that's at least a gain of $75,000 a door. Am I just making that up in my head? Am I missing that? You're in for 50 plus 22 is 72, and it's worth now 125. That's 50 grand. That's 50 grand a door, right? 50 grand a door, yeah, times 52 doors. That's $2.6 million profit on this thing. That's amazing. So what did you have total from your partner's pockets going into this deal? What was the total out of pocket on this?
The total out of pocket was 3.8, I would say. Actually, out of pocket, I raised about 2.1 million. That's what I raised. I raised 2.1
okay,
million.
Okay, so you had over 100% return. Think about that one as we go to break.
Yes.
As we go to break, folks, we'll be right back with Supriya and the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Did you know that every dollar you invest in real estate makes you money five ways?
Cash flow,
money in your pocket each month,
equity capture,
the thousands of dollars you create when you have the right team and buy the right property using the right map,
appreciation,
real estate can increase in value over time,
equity buildup,
renters pay down each month, and finally,
the tax advantage.
When done correctly, real estate investors pay no taxes on our cash flow and capital gains. At Lifestyles Unlimited, these are the five ways we make money in real estate, which is why real estate accounts for more millionaires in the world today than any other investment vehicle. You should have some real estate in your portfolio. To learn how to attend a Lifestyles Unlimited free workshop, call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com and register for the next available workshop. That's 866-971-8970.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Or go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com.
Del says the things you just can't say to your friends, boss, kids, financial planner, spouse, even the cat. Need him to deliver the message for you? Don't worry. Del's past show archives are just a mouse click away. So go to DellOnTheRadio.com and turn your speakers up for everyone to hear. Del delivers his daily Dellisms and liberating unconventional wisdom 24 hours a day at DellOnTheRadio.com.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedaustin.com.
Talk 13-7, the right choice.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today for the Tell Del version is Supriya Sharaman, and she is the winner of the 2019 Real Estate Investor of the Year, National Apartment Association Real Estate Investor of the Year. And she's been telling us about this wonderful deal she did to win the award. Now what we're going to do is we're going to change over and talk about the fact that we've got a bus tour coming up in Dallas. Supriya, are you with me here?
Yes, I'm here, Del. Can you hear me?
All right. Yeah. Do you have the date of the bus tour so we can give that out to people?
Yes, that is October 26th.
October 26th, we're going to have a bus tour. And so we call it the Master's Tour, and we're going to go around and see a bunch of apartment complexes. And one of those apartment complexes on this is Shapria's second deal. This is an interesting one because unlike the other one, which was a complete piece of garbage that had to be totally renovated, this one is a Class A apartment complex. And Supriya, I'm assuming with the Class A apartment complex, you have nowhere near the amount of renovation you had to do before. Am I assuming correctly, or am I wrong here for some reason?
No, it's absolutely correct. I had no renovation, none at all.
All right, so this is simply a yield play. This is a management turnaround. Am I seeing that right?
Yes, it was a complete management turnaround. They were operating it at 83 and 85% occupancy, and I could not even get a Fannie Mae loan because Fannie Mae pulled out of it. So, yes, this was a management play.
All right. Go ahead.
They were giving their free security deposit, 2 months free rent, and they were like, the submarket won't support it. Little did they know that I knew the submarket really well. So, the management wasn't doing a good job.
Okay. Now, I'm going through the same thing. I just purchased a Class A apartment. And the operations of it is less than ideal. Melissa is taking over right now. You're taking over right now. Let's talk about a couple things. First of all, coming out of one with all that rehab, what did you feel like with no need to do rehab? Was that positive or negative to you?
It was actually positive because when I did the rehab, I learned a lot of operations. I learned the rehab techniques. I learned a lot from lifestyle. But here was a property that had no rehab, and I could put my operations, the education I'd learned at lifestyle, I could put that to use here at this property. I'm actually enjoying this.
Well, we can't wait to see it.
Right away.
I personally can't wait to see it. It's going to be great to be there. We're not going to talk a lot about it right now because the people that are going to be on the tour are going to get all the information, the financials. They're going to get to see a tour, the whole bit. And I hope you guys can make it out to that. If you want to join us, then you're going to need to get online to our website and sign up for the Dallas Masters Tour. So as we get to the end here, Supriya, let's ask you a couple of personal questions. What has this all meant to you? You know, you purchased in at 2016 your first property. Pick up the story from there and tell us what this has meant to your quality of life.
So, Del, what this has really meant to me is that I am very, very grateful. I have a huge sense of relief that I'm not going to be laid off. Actually, my life is my own. And that's the biggest thing this has brought for me, where I'm not always in that mode of what's going to happen next. Am I going to go into work? And are they going to let me go today or tomorrow? But having that's one of the biggest things. And also having this network of mentors and operations consultants and the team that I can rely on and look up to help me through my journey. And so these are the two biggest things there where I have my life is my own now.
Well, when you were working 20 hours a day is what it says here on your resume, and you're working 7 days a week, obviously you couldn't have much of a personal life. Have you been able to figure out how to get back into the world again and get a personal life?
Somewhat. I wouldn't say entirely, but my biggest getting back into the world and socializing is at the lifestyle events. I go to every case study. I go to the road trips. This weekend I was at the 2 day, which was the first time I attended. So this has become my friends and family network now. And I look forward to all of this and my new set of friends. And I have a new set. I have the old set of friends. I also have a new set. And it's awesome lifestyle. So it's changed my life. It really has.
It's different to have people that actually can share with you and are open to sharing with you financial information, isn't it? It's something that's almost taboo to talk about in most other circles. Would you agree?
I agree. Most other circles, people won't talk about what they make or what their net worth is or how they're operating their business. Lifestyles, everyone opens their books. Everyone's willing to share with each other and help everyone with their success and their project.
Well, that's great. I'm glad to see you doing so well. Looks like we've come to the end of the show. So one more question, I'll let you go, and that is crystal ball. What's in the future for Shafira Saraman?
What's in the future is a couple of other deals, hopefully bigger than the first two ones I've done, and giving back. I'm a big believer in that. Lifestyle has given me so much. Someday I want to give back and do the same thing that you and other mentors have done for me.
Well, we can't wait. You're already giving back by being on the road trip, and I think this is the second time you've been on the bus tour, isn't it?
Yes, I was on in 2017 also, yeah.
Well, that's great. You just keep doing that. That's giving back. You keep winning those awards, and that's giving back, and that's what it's all about. I'm so happy that you were able to come through. And you think about it, you came through such a terrible point. Maybe all the success is the balance of the other side of that. Thank you for being on the show with us today. Thank you for giving us the bus tour. And the rest of you out there, remember this. It's not the money. It's the lifestyle. Have a wonderful day.
Radio show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.